This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, hello. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, Easy Organic Gardening welcome to each of you, and thank you so much for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest this hour is Craig Lehouillier. He's one of my favorites. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Craig says, my love of gardening started early. My grandfather and dad used to take me through their gardens, granddad, and local park gardens, dad, in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, where I developed a love of all things that grow, like watching a morning glory or portulaca open in the morning, trying to guess the color beforehand. They really planted the seed of gardening passion, and it took years to germinate, but germinate it did, obviously. I went to college in Rhode Island, achieving a BA in both chemistry and biology, and then got my doctorate in organic chemistry from Dartmouth in North New Hampshire, and did a year of postdoctoral work in Seattle. We had a tiny garden and just three tomato plants, including Early Girl and Seattle Best of All. The gardening passion really blossomed while in New Hampshire, just after marrying, with our first garden in a community college plot in 1981. Moving quickly from using transplants to ordering and starting seeds to discovering and joining the Seed Savers Exchange in 1986, which launched me firmly into the adventure of heirlooms, gardening has been a strong driver of happiness and curiosity in my life. Even as I completed a 25-year career in pharmaceuticals as a chemist, later project manager. I'm so pleased to have left the corporate world in 2008 with a few years of consulting that followed. A story called to ask me to write Epic Tomatoes in 2012, and my life really has changed completely. Now, my wife and I are firmly in the gig economy, existing on shoes, memory, and T-shirt quilt sales, my annual seedling sales, speaking fees, occasional writing fees for magazine articles and book sales and royalties. It is interesting to say the least and utterly enjoyable. So, I'm going to bring Craig on right now. Craig, thank you so much for being with me again on the Easy Organic Gardening show. You are just amazing from the last time that I spoke to you to what you've been doing now. Oh, my goodness. What a busy guy.
Well, thank you, Shirley. It's such a pleasure to be speaking to you again. And what's really interesting is how the last, I guess, the post-Epic Tomato release world for me has been a bit of a blur in terms of what happens when. You know, I wrote a book, my first book, and I thought, oh, we'll sell a few and I'll give a few talks and then I can kind of slink back into the shadows. But it really has led to an exciting series of opportunities to speak to gardeners all over the country, you know, wonderful people like you, and these opportunities to share. Because really, if I were to boil down what is my objective, it's to grow more gardeners in the world and just to get people to get their hands dirty, grow something fun. So in a way, kind of mission accomplished, but it's never over, is it? We just keep working to get those people to grow great things.
Absolutely. This is our 40th year of business, and who would have thought, you know, two kids out of college would start rearing insects. I mean, we were so way before our time. So I understand what it's like. You know, now people have embraced the organic movement. It took us a long time, though, before people really understood that you didn't have to spray every bug in the garden and that there were actually some good bugs. So you've had quite a history and involved in so many things. I mean, wow. Let's talk about this, one of my favorite books, which is Epic Tomatoes. Along the way, you were asked to write this book. And so how did it come about? And tell us the metamorphosis, to use a good bug word.
Sure.
Yes, this amazing book, Epic Tomatoes.
Well, thanks for that. It was a it was not only kind of a joy to write, but maybe a relief in a way, because this book had been sitting in my head unstructured as just a series of many garden experiences for years. And I remember back in, Pennsylvania, joining the Seed Savers in 1986 and then having grown so many different tomatoes, heirloom types, already by the early 90s. That's when my wife started saying, when is that book going to come out, Craig? When is that book going to come out? And so, my response would be, it really would be good to have a publisher. And I was still working. I was still in the corporate world. And what I've learned about writing, because I wasn't trained in writing, but as someone who has now written a few books, you have to write when you feel like writing, when you're ready to write, and when the mood strikes you. So it took a long time between my wife's initial, should we use the word badgering? Only lovingly shall I use the word badgering, but because she only had the best interest of me at heart until story came, calling. And really that came about because, my good gardening friend Nikki Jaborin in Nova Scotia has had me on her radio show each year for quite a few years. And her publisher, her editor, Carlene, was asking Nikki, a story would really like a tomato book. Who do you think should write it? And Nikki suggested to Carlene they contact me. So I really think sometimes in life, the things that are meant to happen, happen. The connections that are meant to happen, connect. And all of a sudden I had this opportunity with a publisher and an editor and, an art department and photographers to do the job that I think the topic of tomatoes deserves, which is thoroughness and delving into history. And it was just really therapeutic for me to sit in front of the laptop. And on those days where I felt really motivated, just dash off a lot of pages. The goal was just, we need 90,000 words and you've got X amount of time. So you build the table of contents and then you look at it and you say, am I going to be one of those people that types what I love first and then leaves the other stuff to the end, or should I delve into the stuff that's a little more difficult? But no, I did the stuff that flowed fast, and then I left the things that are a little bit more researchy and challenging for last. But it was relief. I could almost feel the words flowing out of my brain and into my fingers and onto that laptop to realize I can now get this information out there for everybody to read. And, it's been a joy ever since, because it's brought surprises and new friends and new opportunities and more and more and more things that I want to write about. It's never ending. Sorry.
It is interesting though about writing. You just can't do it anytime. You have to be in this space where the creativity just flows out of you. And I understand that for myself, who also does a lot of writing. I can't just, it's not forced. It's something that, and then you're so, it makes you feel so good while you're doing it. You get lost. The next thing you know, hours have gone by.
As someone who likes to blog and I have a newsletter, you're absolutely right about that impulse that hits you. And you may be in your garden someday and see a particularly lovely sight, pileated woodpecker flying around or certain butterflies or something happening with the garden. And when it's time to create a blog. Initially, I thought, I want to blog every X number of weeks. I want to do a newsletter every X number of weeks. But I think that would make them come out bland sounding and really a bit boring, because you're force fitting topics into a timeline rather than letting the inspiration of what you're thinking that day decide whether it's going to encourage you to blog or not, or to write or not. I think the book is just like that. And I think my future books are definitely going to feel very much like that. I'm working on one now slowly, and I will speed up when it's time to speed up. When I'm ready, when the mood strikes.
That's right. What's the next, just out of curiosity, what's next? What are you working on?
The Dwarf Tomato Project has been so unique and so groundbreaking and so successful that a collective of some 600 or more people all over the world working together, with no nothing at the end of the line, such as income or pay. It's just to discover, to seek, to learn, to share. We've now got 106 new varieties in seed catalog.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. And with me this hour is the amazing author, blogger, gardener, Craig LaHouliere. He's the author of Epic Tomatoes and Strawberry Gardening, two of my favorite books. And his goal is to grow more gardeners in the world. I love that. Thank you so much for joining me, Craig.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to do this, Sherry, as always.
You know, it was fun during the break. You were, I don't know, listeners, Craig is, he's just amazing. Tell them what you're doing right now while you're on the show.
Yeah. So right now we're smack in the middle of our seedling sales, and we've been doing this for 20 years. We used to sell them at a local farmer's market, and now we sell them from our driveway just because it's a real pain to load up trucks and transport things 30 miles just for one day. So now for about 1 month, I just book people in all throughout the day by appointment, and I have, I think, 100 types of tomatoes, 20 types of peppers, 20 types of eggplant, and then we just kind of walk through my rows and decide what people want to grow. And the person who just showed up now wants to volunteer in our dwarf tomato breeding project. And those plants I give away to people with just a request for some feedback, a picture, some seeds. So she just picked three varieties that she's going to help us do R&D on. And doing this, it's not about the money. It is about spreading diversity of wonderful things to grow all around the Raleigh area so that people's gardens become more interesting and their meals become more interesting because they've got colors and they've got flavors. And then I just become everybody's lifetime tomato consultant after that. So I make lots of gardening friends this way, and it's just been increasing year after year after year.
You're pretty amazing. I mean, I am. I look at all of the people you're hanging with. You know, Joe Lampwell, who's been on the show. You've been on his TV show, Growing a Greener World. Interviewed by Lynn Rossetto Casper on The Splendid Table. Speaking at Monticello or Longwood Gardens, one of my most favorite. I mean, you are amazing. It's like you definitely have this hobby that you're so passionate about, and all the people that you're touching and helping is amazing. My hat's off to you.
What I am sure is lucky, because to have the opportunity to do this and to meet these wonderful people is just it's unimaginable to me. So, you know, I just do what I do, and I feel fortunate that people are interested enough to, you know, hear about what I'm doing, to poke in now and then and see what it's about. So publicity is nothing I've ever been really terribly comfortable with, but an opportunity to teach and share, that really is what it's about for me. And that's the way it will be as long as I can, you know, dig a shovel full of dirt.
I love it. So tomato, you are like the tomato expert, and for those of us who are listening today, tell us, you know, about, I mean, I didn't realize there were 10,000 different varieties.
Yeah.
I did, you know, some of the colors, tell us about tomatoes.
Sure.
Definitely, you are the tomato man.
Well, you know, so it's kind of interesting, because a lot of people will ask me why tomatoes of all the other things to grow. And, I think the first answer to the question is that there has to be an element of fate, in that every animal in the world, every crop that we grow needs to have a set of guardians that help take care of it and continue on. And I'm just one of the people that fate seems to have chosen to develop this deep, broad interest in tomatoes. So so you just roll with it. I say, okay, I can do this. Some specifics as to why, well, of everything we grow, especially things that we grow and eat, tomatoes really have the greatest diversity of colors, shapes, sizes, flavors, numbers that we're, just the number of varieties we're still able to grow that have been around forever or developed in people's gardens. And anybody who's a foodie and enjoys the fact that, you know, different beers, different wines, different dark chocolates, different olive oils all have different nuances and flavor aspects, tomatoes are the same way. Some are sharp and tart, some are sweet, some are bland, some taste like peaches, some have a smoky aspect to it. So you take that, and then you add it to the fact that many of the heirlooms that we grow have fascinating stories, and they can help reconnect us with our past and varieties that our grandparents and great-grandparents may have grown. Add a third aspect, they're not they're challenging but not terribly difficult to grow, but you can save seeds for them. So that gives you an opportunity then to pass it forward and share it on. But the only other crops that I can think about that have the diversity of flavors and colors would be apples. And apples are, of course, they're a treat. They take a long time to grow. Peppers are diverse, but a hot pepper tastes like a hot pepper. A sweet pepper tastes like a sweet pepper. So really, tomatoes is the crop. It's almost like an entry-level way to garden for beginners to get them fascinated. And I think particularly children, if you want to grow little gardeners, grow them a Sun Gold, little orange cherry tomato, let them taste it, or one of our short dwarfs that have stripes, or a big long red paste tomato, let them look at it and taste it. And then all of a sudden you're going to have a gardener that's going to probably grow things for the rest of their life. So that's kind of why the tomatoes. I mean, in terms of broad sense, everybody who has some sun in the yard should get a decent seed catalog that has a lot of diversity of varieties, or email me and I'll give them some suggestions if they let me know what their sun is like and their climate's like, and just dig in somewhere with your favorite color or something new. Obviously, I'm enthusiastic about this, so it's like not difficult for me to get people excited about. So, for example, this year in my driveway, I'm going to have maybe 100 to 120 different varieties. Every year, I grow a minimum of 100 types. And then you get to taste them and see what you love and what you may not love. Some things make them back year after year. Some things only get one chance or two chances, but that's okay. When there's 10,000 different types, we don't live long enough to grow each one of those varieties more than once. Really. So anyway, that's a little bit about the tomato and why it has captured my heart so absolutely completely.
You say that so sweetly. I mean, you're making me fall in love with every one of your words, but tomatoes in particular. I am a big enthusiast as well, and have a lot of fun with the different varieties, all the heirlooms. We sell, seven, eight companies, organic heirloom seeds. It's so fun to, I get all the expired ones because you can't sell seeds after they've expired, but they're still good. And so I bring home a box of them once a year. And then when I have family and guests over for dinner, I pull out the box and let them go through the seeds, and they get so lit up and so excited.
Yeah.
Because we love good food. We're going to take a quick break. We got to come right back in a few minutes with Craig Lahoulier, the Anti-Seed Potato Man. Don't go away. We've got lots more.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt believes President Trump's use of tariffs as leverage in negotiations with Mexico also sends a message to China amid an ongoing trade war between Washington and Beijing. Blunt explains more on CBS's Face the Nation.
The biggest lesson here, probably the biggest message here, is now not to Mexico, but to China, that the president is clearly willing to use tariffs and actually The president believes that tariffs are a significant positive economic tool. Lots of people in the country agree with that.
The body of a missing police chief in Texas has been found. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, Kemah Police Chief Chris Reed's body was found in Galveston Bay just before 8 a.m. local time by the Galveston County Marine Unit boat crew. Reed was reported missing on Friday when he went overboard near the Texas city of Dyke while fishing there with his wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest this hour is author, blogger, and super gardener, the NC Tomato Man, Craig Lehoulier, who grows 100 types of tomatoes. Craig says, it all makes me start each day with gratitude for this hobby and the interest people seem to have in what I do. I'm a very lucky fellow. His books, Epic Gardening and Straw Bale Gardening, are your go-to when it comes to gardening. Welcome back, Craig.
Oh, thank you. You know, you said something just before the break that was really interesting about taking out the box of seeds and sharing them. So in the last 3 or 4 years, I've convinced some really excellent seed companies that I go around, I speak, I can be a disciple for you and give people packets of seeds that they'll be excited about, they'll grow them. So each year, Seed Savers Exchange, Victory Seeds, Southern Exposure Seed Exchange send me hundreds and hundreds of packets of tomato seeds. So everybody who attends one of my talks gets a packet of seed. But I have a diversity. I have about 150 types. So I bring one each of 150 types and put them on people's chairs, and they have to fight over which one they get. But that's the way to do it, is you get these in people's hands. And tomato seed lasts for 12 to 14 years with very little drop-off in germination and no real extra care at all. I just have them in my office. Lots of crops were like onions and lettuce and eggplant peppers that start losing germination about 5-6 years out. Once you've got tomato seeds, yes, seed companies can't sell them past a particular date, but those seeds that you can give to people, you can tell them you have a decade or more to grow these. So plant some, keep them, share them with friends, but they're going to be good for a long, long time.
And I just love the reaction that family and friends have when they look at them and, oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want that one. Oh, give me some of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are your tips for growing tomatoes. I mean, there's nothing like your own homegrown tomato. You can't find anything like it in the market. No wonder people don't like vegetables. They don't taste. They don't have a taste. So tomatoes are sort of it's the gateway. It's kind of the gateway gardening plant for anybody that wants to grow a garden. So what are your tips for success?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love the title of your show, Easy Organic Gardening, because on one level, growing things well is easy. But I think, quote and unquote, and finish the sentence with, if you actually make your garden part of your summer life and attend to it and understand your plants and listen to them when they're telling you they need something. One of the talks that I gave in St. Louis recently, the first question I was asked, so tell me all of the different things you spray your plants with. And I said, well, that won't take long. Nothing. Because I walked through my garden, the caveat is I'm not going to tell anybody in this audience what to or not to do, but I will freely share my own philosophy and people can decide whether they want to adapt that themselves. The other thing related to this is I tell people for gardening is that if you're hung up on only the destination, only the yield at the end, only I'm getting 25 pounds of fruit on a plant, gardening will be a very difficult hobby for you because you will, some years it will be easy, other years it will be hard. Love the journey. So my passion of gardening starts with picking things out of a seed catalog and then planting the seeds, watching them germinate, deciding, wow, my germination percentage on this variety is only 50% or 75%, transplanting them up into a bigger size, then walking through every day, the leaves are a little bit pale, this one needs a little bit of food, or there's a hornworm munching on this one, or there's some aphids, or just crunch. Are telling me each day how success factors, very good sterile starting mix, you're not tipping off disease. Each thing with planting tomato seeds, you want to do everything you can do to build quality in from front, because if you introduce a mistake or a disease or something early on, it's difficult to recover.
Craig, I'm interrupting here. You're dropping. So do whatever you can to get in a place where you can come in clear. There's a little dropping. That's okay. I love the way you are talking about the steps. You really do need to have sort of a plan. You know, you want to pick the seeds. Plant them, watch them germinate, then as they get bigger, you move them. And just go through the process, as you said, without having to focus on the end, because part of the process is that we will have failures. You know, sometimes things are not adapted for your climate. We overwater. Sometimes they're not adapted. Sometimes our soil is too alkaline or too acidic for a particular brand. And so that's how you pick the ones that you want. Tell me about some of your favorites. I know you like the Cherokee Purple.
Yeah. Well, Cherokee Purple is kind of a sentimental favorite because I was the fortunate person that Mr. Green sent the seed to back in 1990 when it didn't even have a name. And I often use Cherokee Purple to explain the fragility of the existence of these heirloom varieties where, for example, if the Cherokee Indians didn't pass it on to the neighbors who then shared it with Mr. Green, if he didn't decide to share it with me, and if I didn't send it to Jeff McCormick of Southern Exposure, if he didn't decide to list it in a seed catalog in 1993, and then people loved it, that's six different places where that variety could go extinct. And most heirlooms have that type of a fragile existence where there needs to be a current guardian to keep it going, which is great. It allows each of us in this world where sometimes we feel like we're voiceless and are powerless, we can have impact. We can keep something around. We can keep something alive. A tomato like Sungold, which is a fairly recent hybrid You can't save seeds from it and pass it on because it's a hybrid, but it certainly is one of those, if you taste it, you can't get enough of it. Mortgage Lifter, you know, the great story of a tomato, the fellow in West Virginia who bred this tomato himself and paid off the mortgage of his house by selling plants in the Depression for $2.50 each. Lillian's Yellow, this wonderfully flavored yellow tomato that this elderly woman in Tennessee, Lillian Bruce, got because her sons went to state fairs and yard sales and found interesting tomatoes to bring home to her. These are some of my favorites that they combine beauty, flavor, and history. And back to that growing the gardeners again. You can tell people a story in your garden about a plant that will captivate them, and that alone may want them to grow that variety so they can then tell a story for the people who visit their gardens. So those are just a few. I mean, I always have my top 10 or 12, and I end my talks with a slide on that, but they shift. As I try new things, some get bumped off, some get added. I'm very happy to share my favorite tomatoes with any listeners. They just need to email me, or we can put it on your website or however you want to do that. I'm happy to share that.
What is your website? It is a beautiful website, and can you just tell our audience how they can find your website? I love it. Well done.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
It's really just CraigLavalier.com, just my first and last name.com, and I've got my dog going ballistic because he sees my cat, so let me make my cat go away. And then to reach me, it's very simple. It's just nctomatoman@gmail.com. And this is something that I pledged to do when my book came out. I answer every email I get before I go to bed that night, and I've been doing that now for 5 years. So if someone takes the time to ask me a question, they will get an answer the day that
Yay.
They ask it.
Thank you, Craig. We're come to the end of the show. We're going to have you back on. Thank you, everybody,
sure.
for tuning in. Oh, sorry. Kidding. We're coming right back after the commercial.
Good. I have nothing to do.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the last segment of the show. I was just kidding. You know, sometimes with live radio, that's what happens. And so I'm so glad everybody is still listening and didn't go away. With me again for the last segment of the show is Craig LeHoulier, and we've been talking about gardening and tomatoes, and I want to be sure everybody knows about his amazing books, Epic Gardening and Straw Bale Gardening, and your website, which is greglehoulier.com, and if you can just spell that for us, because I want to be sure people get your last name.
Sure. So correct. It's www. And it's CRAIGLEHOULLIER.com. And another way that I think it's easy for people to find it if they don't want to spell my last name is if you Google NC Tomato Man, you will find my website. And far too many pictures of me in the garden and doing this and that. You know, Google, it's weird to Google your name or even your nickname these days. So I don't do it. But if people want to find me, they can do it.
There you go. N is in Nancy, C is in Cat, Tomato Man.
Yep, North Carolina Tomato Man. I somehow got that nickname when we first started selling plants 20 years ago, and I figured, you know, I don't know how to feel about it, but it's stuck. So what the heck? I'll run with it.
I'm Dr. Bug Lady, so that's how I have one of those as well. It's fun having them. It really is.
Well, do you know, as Dr. Bug Lady, I wanted to pass this by you. I recently got to do a talk with Jessica Walliser on the program, and she was talking about bugs, and she really made something light up in my brain about letting your garden reach equilibrium, and you may have a pest wait for the predator to come in before, as you say, before you whip out all the sprays and kill the bugs, the predators will show up. And listening to her has helped me more often. I've actually started thinking about growing one or two of particular crops that a bug will go after as a magnet to let the predators come in. Then I'll plant the rest of what I'm going to grow, and the predators are already taking care of the pests, and it leaves the rest of my garden alone. So I think this letting nature take care of things, letting nature reach equilibrium in your garden is so much better than just blasting everything in a fog of chemicals. So I really like that approach so much.
I love Jessica. She and Doug Oster have been on the show a variety of times, and they're just love bugs, just like you are. One of the things, though, we put together, I want to say, 30 years ago, a melange of seeds called our Good Bug Blend. And it's a seed mix that you grow along your garden, depending on what kind of a garden you have, whether it's a container garden or a raised beds, whatever, you actually plant it along the sides of the garden as a barrier. And so what happens is it works for a variety of things. Number one, it works as a habitat for beneficial insects. In the event that you planted something and it's still very small and a pest comes in, you actually apply beneficial insects or predatory mites to the pest, they have a place to hang out in because the foliage isn't big enough. Second, as pests do come in, this particular melange of seeds is flowering, and it flowers throughout the season. So there's always something for fighting pollen, but it's also something to feed on, and again, habitat for insects. It works as a supplicant as well for weeds. So it has a multi-purpose, and it also is edible. So it's fun. It has daikon radish. It has some legumes in it, so it fixes nitrogen. And I'm also right behind you, not to just get out, spray the heck out of everything. A lot of people don't realize that beneficials, ladybird beetles, for example, their larvae look very much like a menace, but the larvae are doing the best work for you in your garden. And so the adults look very different from the larvae. So those are the kinds of things that we're always promoting. I've been trying to put myself out of business for years. It hasn't worked yet, though.
You know, that is such a perfect statement, because my last customer today looked at my plans. They said, you have less than you typically do. And I said, well, my whole business succession plan was to put myself out of business, because if I'm a good teacher, then all of my customers are going to start their own tomato seeds and get their plants growing, and they're not going to need me anymore. So that is exactly where I'm at. But something else that you said that rang a bell is we are gardening in a climate that is not consistent. And what I mean by that, I've gardened in this space now 27 years, and when I think about what's next, what I'm trying to do is understand more about how to bring a bigger chance of success as our conditions change. So I could sit down and tell people that when I gardened here 27 years ago, it's very different than how I garden now. It's the critters are different, the temperatures, the rainfall patterns. And yesterday, hearing this report that came out about the fact that a million species on the earth are now at risk, I think that's what gardeners now have to be smarter to be able to succeed, is to understand what's happening around them and adapt to it. So gardening isn't just printing out a 10-page black and white piece of paper and following it step by step. It's starting at step one and then knowing as you go through that list, you're going to be making changes as needs, as the weather dictates, as your temperatures dictate. That's half of the fun of trying to figure out this Rubik's Cube of gardening that I laugh when people say, oh, you're a tomato expert. I say, no, I'm just a gardener who grows a lot of tomatoes. I have just as much of a chance of failing any given year than anyone else. But I try not to make the same mistake twice, and I try to learn from mistakes that happen, share what the solution may be, and then I'll make different mistakes the next year. That's just the way it is with gardeners. There is no perfection. There's just that journey that I brought up earlier.
I like what you say. You sent me some information. It says, one thing I always like to tell people, fall in love with the process of gardening, the full journey, seed to harvest, and don't just focus on the destination. That way, every garden will give joy and knowledge no matter the end result. Right there. Yeah. There it is.
And gardening has no end. You know, people say you garden for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. I'm like, no, I garden for 12 months. When I'm not digging in the dirt, I'm reading seed catalogs, I'm looking up references, I'm thinking about what happened last year, how I can improve it next year. So this really is a hobby that you can do every day of the year if you wish. No beginning, no end.
What else do you like to grow?
What are your other favorites? If degrees were given out, yes, the PhD would be in tomatoes. I'd probably have master's in peppers and eggplant. But then I have those that I yearn for. I don't have the depth of knowledge of all the different varieties and heirlooms, but I love fresh green beans. I love summer squash. I love cucumbers. And I, because of straw bale gardening, those crops have now opened up to me again. Where we used to grow in dirt on the side yard, the sun, because of the growth of the trees, I don't get the sun exposure, so we had to really stop some of the things we love. If I had the room, I would just go nuts on watermelon and corn and cantaloupes. These are all things I've grown in the past. So I've had to use farmers markets more and use my own gardening less as we've had restrictions due to space. But, you know, you can always find ways to grow a few things of those things you love. But there's probably nothing that you can grow that doesn't fascinate me on some level. Carrots and potatoes have probably been my two toughest nuts to crack because it's either patience or location or whatever. But pretty much everything else, including flowers, including herbs, including perennials, they're all fascinating to me.
Me too. And I'm always amazed. Every year we plant something that we may have never had in our garden before, like kohlrabi. You know, last year it was gourds, not edible, of course, but it was fun because we give tours of the insectary, and a lot of schools come out. And one of the schools that came out were a group of kids that were challenged. They had gotten themselves in trouble somehow, and so they were in a special program to help them out. And they came out, and the most interesting thing was every one of them was given a gourd to take home, and they just loved that. We had a group of homeschoolers that came in, and this little boy, like 5 years of age, everybody got to sink into the compost bin. Next thing you know, he said, "This is so satisfying, and this is what's so satisfying for me, the show. Thank you for being there. Goodbye."
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.